Welcome back to Tapped. I'm your host for this episode, Gretel Trump, and I'm here with my good friend, entrepreneur, and co-founder of Untrinket, Desiree Stoller. Last episode, you heard Desiree talk about her business adventures and experience on Shark Tank. But in addition to having a successful career, Desiree has also gotten married to a fellow Wahoo and brought into the world a beautiful boy named Will. You'll hear him in his podcast debut later in this episode. But the reason Desiree and I met and connected at college at UVA is that we were both big film lovers. So please enjoy part two of Tapped with our guest, Desiree Stoller. So going back to our very first Tapped podcast was on Wonder Woman, which I had the pleasure of seeing with Desiree. And we talked about women directors and diversity, especially in superhero movies. And just before we started taping, we watched maybe four or five times the Black Panther trailer, which just dropped a couple of days ago.
Very strategically by Marvel, I should say. Yes.
Yes. In the middle of game four of the NBA Finals. Congratulations, Golden State Warriors.
Boo.
That's a whole other podcast, maybe. But, I mean, this is the hype for this. As I said in the first podcast, I was not excited for Wonder Woman because of the trailers, but I am so excited for Black Panther.
To say the least, yes. And what's fascinating is that this is really hit a moment in which I think it's exciting for everyone for a multitude of reasons. It's not just because you're a superhero fan, because I want to say a lot of people don't know that much about Black Panther unless they've been diehard comic book fans in the past, and or they're a black male that always wanted to see themselves represented on the screen with a cape and or just a really cool outfit with some sort of power. But this is a film that's stacked with some of the most interesting up-and-coming actors at the time. And I wouldn't even say up-and-coming. They're established actors who have done some great work in other films. And you have Ryan Coogler behind the camera, who, after Creed, I'd pretty much follow into the theater for anything. And you have a studio supporting it fully, knowing that it is opening up a different perspective, a different universe that has not been fully explored in the other Marvel films to date. And so I think the energy and the enthusiasm and frankly just the almost the boiling over of excitement for this film, as demonstrated by Black Nerd, is almost intoxicating.
I mean, Ryan Coogler, as you said, Coog, I am so thrilled for him. I know that was a journey. And our other fellow Wahoo, Jared, I don't know if you knew this, was the person who took him to Comic-Con for the first time. So there's a small Wahoo connection in there. And our other colleague, Constantine, also went to USC with him at the same time. And, you know, as I said, like, you never know what idea and thoughts will permeate, because his big break was Fruitvale Station, which was another amazing film. But as you're saying, this movie is going to be stacked. Lupita, Denai, Chadwick Boseman, who I just have to say is, for me, one of the most underrated actors right now. I mean, he's literally played everybody, but you wouldn't probably know that because he just immerses himself in his roles. And I'm so thrilled for him. And I'm just thrilled to be able to see this world come to life. Because as you said, not only, and this is one reason that I think Wonder Woman is, like, it's not like something we've seen before. And this is really, truly something like we've not seen before.
Which, in the case of superhero movies, and they always get a lot of flack for this, is that it seems as though we are seeing the exact same experience over and over again. And one of the ways to counteract that is to, at the very least, showcase people of different backgrounds that you in a completely different context. And so the excitement behind Wonder Woman was, yes, we have seen a Superman and or a Captain America, but we've never seen a movie in which the woman is not just the protagonist, but she is the driving force the compelling factor behind the action and the storytelling. And in this case, I think the last time I saw a movie that was so stacked with black talent that had all of the elements to come together to be a truly memorable experience was, and don't laugh at me, but seriously, it was Coming to America. And there are a lot of parallels here.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why that movie resonates so much with black audiences a couple decades later, and it's because you start watching and you say, my God, wait, we're the majority here, and we have a beautiful country in which we are in power, and our economic drivers are not just oil or gold, and you have people who are intelligent that come to the United States and have a whole different mindset and how they approach things. Coming to America to me was a similar moment, and I think for this generation of youth, if not for adults, Black Panther is going to present the same sort of experience. I cannot wait.
And to see Black and African faces and bodies in the sense of a superhero movie, in the sense of being the good and the bad guys, in the sense of being well-rounded, beautiful, colorful spaces. You know what I mean? And I think Michael B. Jordan, I forgot to mention him. When he rolls up, you cannot take your eyes off that guy. I don't know if that's just personal or what, but I am ready to see him kick some ass as well. Obviously he did great in Creed, but this is definitely a different tint. For those who don't know, he plays one of the quote-unquote bad guys. And I cannot wait to see that those moments.
I'm almost concerned. The funny thing with Wonder Woman, and I do not recall where I heard this, but I distinctly remember the feeling as though the expectations were very low for that movie. There was nothing particularly striking about the trailer that made me think, oh my gosh, this is finally it. There was nothing about any of the marketing leading up to it that made me feel as though it was going to be distinctly different, although I did think that the print collateral in particular was very well done. It wasn't until the reviews came in and it was hovering around 94-95%. I know it's now settled around 93%. But to have that highest score on Rotten Tomatoes, it jolted everyone to say, okay, we finally not just have a superhero movie, but one that you should feel the sense of need to actually be in the seat opening weekend to support it and to see how well it's been executed. There's a part of me that's almost nervous with Black Panther because the trailer looks so great that expectations will be sky high. And so I have decided to read and to engage as little as possible so that I can have that same experience going into Black Panther, where all I know is, at some point he will turn into Black Panther, and I'm just here to discover his origin story and what makes him tick from a motivational standpoint, and to enjoy the movie as a viewer. And then later on I can dissect it like we have done Wonder Woman.
Well, I think what's beautiful in relating to Wonder Woman is, too, as you said, like that origin story and why origin stories tend to do so well and why they're done over and over again is because there is a fresh start and a new beginning for a character that you may have had feelings or projections on or know what the end result is. And I think particularly with just Black Panther, as you said, most people don't know that much about who he is outside of his moments in Civil War. And so, like Wonder Woman, like there is a sense of a fresh start, and I am unlike you. I will dig and read in all the things. but also, I think I also have immense trust in Ryan Coogler and Marvel and Disney to make the best out of this situation. As I said, like, you know, we have to wait till February, but I think the marketing campaigns, the momentum building up to that moment will also play a key role. And you hope that if it does really well, you will also get to see everybody in that movie shine in a way that I think we haven't seen before. And so I'm looking forward to that. And I know I keep saying that, but I am nervous, but I'm also, I have trust in the system. And I think that's something too, as we talk about films, is like, just like Wonder Woman, like testing a female director, testing a, and I'm putting in air quotes, like a female lead. You're like, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, to me, this is not a test. I think, you know, everybody in that film, including Coogler, like, that has proven themselves more than enough to make commercially successful films that are immensely popular and beautifully done. And
even if they're not, to try again.
Absolutely. I mean, and if it is a fail, I want to keep seeing more stuff. And there's so many things of which could be covered. And so, and Marvel is a big universe. But even if it's not within a superhero universe, I want to see whatever universe are in these creative people's heads. And so that is something, too, as we go into exploring how films do in terms of have a lot of diversity, quote unquote, Fast 7, yada, yada. It's because people want to see good films. And I think this is going to be one of them.
I could not agree more. I think for a lot of people, there was this conversation of, oh, well, there's something very special about this one, and it's simply because it's Wonder Woman, and she is one of the more accessible characters to come out of the DC Universe. And that is all true, but it's also because every single facet of that movie was done with a lot of care and was just executed at a level that we could only hope to see for every superhero movie. And so I think that what I read recently, that I'm sure Marvel is dissecting Wonder Woman and picking apart what went well and what didn't go well, and is going to leverage that to make Captain, the one with Brie Larson,
Captain Marvel
is going to do that to make it as good as possible. And I want to say, the basics just need to be in place.
Yeah.
A really darn good screenplay. A director who is not just committed to the particular content, but is really going to fight for the persona. Sidebar, that scene in Wonder Woman where she is going into no man's land, to me, is the signature scene of that entire movie.
Yep.
And says so much about Diana Prince's mindset and what makes her unique as a superhero. And to know that that was a scene in which the director fought for, says it's absolutely critical that you find someone who understands the intrinsic motivations of that character. So the screenplay, the director, and normally the director brings along a really strong troop of people from a crew perspective. You get those things in order and you have a darn good person like Gal Gadot, and you're good to go. I mean,
absolutely. And I think it'll be interesting to see. And again, we keep pitting all these movies against one another.
Which we shouldn't.
I'm interested, too. Like, this Black Panther's coming out in February, which, since when?
Black.
Black
History Month.
Yeah, I know. And so it's like timing plus all these other things. And I think there's a post-Oscar or Oscar time period. And well, a lot is yet to be, as I said, revealed in the campaign up to that. And this summer, I think there'll be a lot of dissecting of what goes on. And I actually think, too, it's, as you said, I don't think DC or Marvel's looking at what DC's doing. I think DC looked at what Marvel is doing and was like, oh, those things worked. Let's try that. But I mean, again, that goes across the spectrum of movies being produced right now. And so, anyways, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that, and we could go on and on. But Desiree, what are your last words for anybody listening out there?
Last words
from Will as well.
I know. From hi, baby. Last words are this: if you can hear the passion in Gretel's voice, you can hear the excitement when I talk about the past couple of years of my experience. And I spend a lot of my time each week talking to people who are in the period of career transitions. And the number one thing I say to them is, find yourself at the intersection of what you're good at doing, what other people value you doing, and what makes you really excited. And the world is your oyster if you can actually find that trifecta. So don't settle. At some point, other people will pass you because they're either better at it or they're more passionate about it. So make sure that you're trying to look for some place in your life where you can do all three.
Amen, Desiree. Hashtag preach. And be sure to tune in for more at Tapped Pod on Facebook and Twitter to find our next episodes. And thank you again. And be sure to find Unshrink It online, Desiree Stoller. You can find her via Google anywhere.
Woo!
All right, take care and see you next episode.